Well, there's been a large drop in the number of people donating organs, which is highlighting the need for an opt-out donation system in Northern Ireland. Well, that's what the British Heart Foundation is calling for. And I'm talking now to Jane Murray, head of the BHF in Northern Ireland. Very good morning to you, Jane.
Good morning, Pamela.
It is quite a considerable drop in organ donations, isn't it?
Well, basically, the figures that have been published today are incredibly worrying for two reasons. Well, firstly, as you've stated, there has been, for the first time actually in a decade, there's been that drop in the number of deceased organ donors available. But also, for it's been quite worrying for British Heart Foundation, is that there's actually an increase in need. So if you look at the statistics over the last 5 years, you see that the number of people that need heart transplants has doubled.
And
so you're seeing them going up from about 126 to nearly 300 across the UK.
It is quite incredible that those numbers, that there is the increase. And do we know why there is the increase? Is it because the surgery is becoming possibly more accessible for people? Because I know when it was first came about, I mean, it was absolutely mind-blowing that this could be done. And there are developments going on all the time. Or is it because our hearts are just not in as good condition as they should be?
Well, basically, there's a number of factors for it. Firstly is we had amazing news over the last number of years where you see loads and loads of more people surviving from heart attacks. The problem is that, and similar to cancer, is though more and more people are surviving, more and more people are living with damaged hearts. So what is happening is when they have damaged heart, that can lead to the likes of heart failure. And that's where there's a deterioration, where the heart basically starts to fail. Now, I'm not medical, so there are better people that are best placed. But basically, when you have severe heart failure, the only cure at this moment, until research finds a cure, is to have a transplant.
You're asking for people to, we're asking for Northern Ireland to roll out the opt-out system, which is basically you're a donor unless you say you don't want to be. That's basically it.
Basically, with an opt-out system, it's where people are assumed that someone is happy to donate unless they or their loved one states otherwise. So, for example, at the current state, you have an opt-in system. So if I feel passionately, as 84% of people in Northern Ireland do, and support organ donation, I've then went on to register my consent in some form, or register my views as in an organ donation register. And in Northern Ireland, there's about a third of people have done that. So you have this really huge gap in awareness, between awareness and support for it, and actually then going forward. So what we're saying is that's not representative of people's views, and they need to look at changing how we register consent so it becomes much more representative of people's views here.
This is something that's going to be started in Wales in December, so it'll be interesting to see how the system and how it works there.
That's correct. I mean, basically, my colleagues in British Heart Foundation in Wales have been working very closely with Donate Wales and with the Welsh Government. And that legislation was passed a number of years ago, and the system is now set up. So in December, it will go live. Now, we've been campaigning right across the UK, and I know in Scotland that there's a private members bill that has been tabled, and that's been taken forward. And we've been working very closely with Joanne Dobson in Northern Ireland on this issue as well. So we look forward to that legislation coming forward.
And what about other countries around the world? Do they have the opt-out system as well?
There is a number of countries around the world. There's various different types of opt-out and opt-in systems and so forth. Now, the system that we're talking about is a soft opt-out system. So basically, as I said, unless somebody has... we assume that somebody has given some type of consent, but there's still ethical procedures put in place. So even though we have a list, so everybody's opted, they're already on a list, but if you feel passionately that you do not want to be on, you actually can opt out of the system. At this current place, there is no provision for that. So that's why a change in the law will actually be more representative and fairer actually to both people that want to opt out as well.
It would make life, I would also imagine, easier for families too, because I can't begin to imagine what it must be like for a medical staff to come to a family who are sadly sitting at the bedside of a loved one who has died or is on a life support machine, and ask them, would you be prepared to donate your loved one's organs. And it would be easier, really, if it is just assumed that they're happy to have their organs donated.
It's a little bit more than that. I think, firstly, to the healthcare professionals that do that job, it's an amazingly difficult job mm-hmm. to do, and I have a huge respect. I don't even know personally how if I were in the position, and I know they're trained, but I don't know how I would actually start that conversation. And one of the things that we actually are calling for is that opt-out on its own will not have that seismic shift that they're talking about. For us, there's almost like a three-pronged approach. You need to change the law to increase the numbers on the register, but equally, at the same time, you need to invest in an infrastructure mm-hmm. for organ donation. But equally, and this is where it's critical, it doesn't matter what system you have, it's about awareness, because you're quite right. That conversation shouldn't really be happening at the bedside. We've got a position at the minute where, say, both yourself and I are incredibly ill, God forbid, mm-hmm. and I'm actually on the register and you're not on the register. Both of us, our loved ones, will be asked, what's our position in organ donation? Now, the decision, irrespective of why you are on the register or I'm on the register, the decision falls to the family either way in the system. Now, the new system, there still will be a very important role for the family. But because we're actually having a conversation and there's more awareness, the loved ones are actually better informed about what our decision is.
Mm-hmm.
That's really important.
It is. And even with the system that's in place at the moment, it's so important to have that conversation with your loved ones.
Absolutely.
As well.
We teamed up with the Public Health Agency. We teamed up with Up for Life, and as part of Donate NI and the Northern Ireland Transplant Forum and the British Medical Association and so forth. And we worked very closely, and we had a family discussion day back in December, of which we told people that, yes, it's really important to register, but more important, is irrespective of you're on the register, is take a few minutes and actually tell a loved one what your wishes are. We hope no one is ever in the position, but if they are, we hope that this will make it just a little bit easier, because it is an incredibly difficult time for families. And, you know, just knowing what your loved one's wishes are might just help just a little bit.
Absolutely. Well, Jane, thank you so much indeed for coming on today. And we shall await with interest. And it'll be interesting just to see how this goes in Wales when it does become into place in December. And we hope that the numbers do not continue to decline, but will increase in the future. Jane, thank you so much indeed.
Thank you.
Jane Murray from the British Heart Foundation. It is an important conversation to have with your loved ones about donating your organs, or your choice to donate your organs or not, so that, heaven forbid, you're in that situation, that it does make life a lot easier for the families.